CITR 101.9. You are listening to Discord Radio because it is 4:30 on Tuesdays, and that's the time when our show starts. Therefore, it's us, Wade and
hello,
CJ.
Hello, DJ CJ here.
How you doing, buddy?
Very good, very good.
Nice. We got lots to cover today. We got the Discorder 30th anniversary show to discuss. We've got Music Waste Festival coming up. We've got lots of shows happening this summer, and we also got a special segment from the Mad Editing Skills, the DJ CJ here, who put together this great little compilation of the night. So why don't That's we right. Start off right now with a little Golden Youth, who will be playing Kealoha later this summer, and our number two this week on the CITR Top 30. This is Tan Lines, Golden Youth, back with more Discord Radio on CITR 101.9. Discord Radio, CITR 101.9, Golden Youth from Beyond Wilderness. That's the new album from the Toronto act with the track Tan Lines, which I'm going to dedicate to myself because I was in Las Vegas.
That's right. Soaking up the sun.
Weekend, my first time in Vegas. And what happens in Vegas stays in my hazy memories and is partly illustrated by the odd picture I've seen. But so we're not going to talk about my Vegas trip, CJ. But one of the things I'm a little bit upset about in going to Vegas, and I couldn't say no because my best friend's bachelor party, a guy that I've known for 20 years, oh, hello, is that I missed out on the 30th anniversary Discorder party. But just in time, Laurel B is here. She just walked in the studio right now, just sauntered in with this nice, healthy glow. We're talking about tan lines. You got a nice, nicely tanned face. That's so more. Yeah, it's a combination of red and tan.
Hill of Death, riding up to UBC.
Good on you. I just put my bike in front of the bus.
Yeah, it's really hot out today as well, as you guys have noticed. So I'm a little bit worked from the weekend, not going to lie. Still kind of in recovery mode. Probably really good to sweat these things out right now. But
well, tell you what, we were going to play a tune. We're actually going to play some music from the Courtneys. Not only because they are the cover band of this months, and it's now officially this month. Even though this out, this magazine seems like it came out May 21st or something, about 10 days early. But we're now into June. The Courtney's is the cover band. They're going to be one of the headlining acts from Music Waste. They're playing at the Astoria, and their set begins at like 1:30 or something on Saturday night. Something crazy like that. But we're going to play some Courtney's right about now. This is a band that loves 90s nostalgia, and the title of this track is a classic example of that. This is 90210 by the Courtney's, and we'll come back and talk to Laurel about Discorder Radio, or Discorder's 30th anniversary. You listen to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9. Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9, 90210 by the Courtney's. They are headlining Music Waste, which is happening this weekend. Actually, I think the first event is tomorrow night.
Tomorrow.
Laurel, maybe you can, Laurel B, Laurel Hardcore Borman, we're going to call her now, the way she just took the UBC hill by storm, has now kind of caught her breath, and we are going to talk about the Discord 30s, but yeah, quickly, Music Waste, we talk a bit about it in this month's issue of Discorder, but for those not in the know, what can you tell us about this great little festival?
Yeah, Music Waste is starting tomorrow with a free show at the Electric Owl. And some of the bands play. Well, you know what? I think you should just go and do your online research with the Electric Owl and Music Waste free show on Wednesday. And there's a fun little game that you can play, trying to fill in the blanks and guessing the bands that are going to play. It's great. There's four different bands. They're classic Music Waste bands. Some actually new to the festival this year. Some old classics. And
how long has this festival been going for?
I think this is year 18 or 19. I want to say it's somewhere between 16 and 19 because, maybe we should do some Googling here. I don't think a lot of people realize how long it's been around. It started as a retort to New Music West. Back in the early 90s, and now it's still going. And
Music West, as in Breakout West, isn't the festival that has become the Breakout West Festival?
No, isn't it still called New Music West? Does that still happen? Has Music Waste outlasted New Music West?
Wow.
I don't know.
Stuff to Google during our next break.
There's a lot of really vague answers here today. Lots of nebulous ideas, but go and look it up for yourself. Music Waste has been around for a long time, and it's all run on volunteers and independent musicians, and it's awesome.
And there's lots of great Vancouver venues. We got the Rickshaw Theater, Zoo Shop, China Cloud, Cobalt, Pat's Pub, Electric Owl.
And there's also a really big visual arts component to it and comedy component to it. And there's off the grid performances as well called Go Your Own Waste, where people can set up their own shows and they can promote them through Music Waste. So it's great for everybody. Laughs and good things for your eyes and your ears and so on.
And you can get yourself an all weekend, all access pass for just $15.
$15.
And you pick it up at Zulu, Red Cat, Neptune, Audiopile. Maybe some other spots, but those four for sure. Okay, switching, we went from off the grid, now we're going to go back right onto the grid. Let's talk about this amazing Discorder 30th anniversary party. And I only say amazing because I anticipated that's what it was, but unfortunately I wasn't there. But luckily you two were. 30 years in the making.
That's right,
and
we were there.
What can you tell me about it?
Oh, it was lovely. So Friday night at the Biltmore, we had four bands playing for the birthday party for this little magazine of ours that started in 1983 and turned 30 this year. And Hooves played, some wonderful CITR sweethearts.
We were just saying we didn't realize that the Hooves were half of Hooves are the Cameron sisters.
Indeed,
CITR legends.
Yeah. Yeah,
maybe soon to be Canadian music legends if the Hooves' career continues on this ascent that it's on. I heard they're playing music, the Sled Island Festival in a couple weekends in Calgary.
Yep.
Go Camerons, go.
Yeah, I mean, they're great energy too from Paulette, Josefa, it's great drums. And who's the girl on the bass? She was really rocking it.
I can't remember her name, but I know usually it's Zara Cheng, who was the president, student exec president, but she's been away. So, but Zara's stand-in was great.
Well, based on the photos you took, CJ, she has these lovely, luscious locks. So, and by the way, nice photos. If you want to see more photos of this the show, check out the Discorder Radio Facebook page. CJ was there all night taking some happy snaps, and you captured the essence of some great performances. Nice job, buddy.
Thank you. And I've got part of my interview thingy ready.
Well, we can say, you know, I know you're CJ, the guy's such a worker. So he literally, we're on the air, he's working the board, and he's still putting the final touches on this interview.
Hey, it sounds pretty good. Let's listen to it.
Well, we got 15 minutes. Why don't we play some Hot Panda, who headlined the show?
True.
We'll talk a little more about the event, and then we'll play your supremely edited piece. How does that sound?
Legit.
All right. How much did it cost to get into the Biltmore the other night?
$10.
$10. It was well worth the $10.
That's
was it not?
$2.50 a band.
Amazing.
Amazing.
Well, Hot
and
Panda.
And there was cake. There was cake. So.
I want to hear more about this cake and about Hot Panda's performance. It was well worth the $10, and Hot Panda thought so. They thought it was well worth at least $8. That's the name of this track, Hot Panda, CITR 101.9, Discorder Radio. Let's do this. Hot Panda on Discorder Radio with It's Worth $8. You're listening to CITR 101.9. Discorder Radio is the audio version of the now legendary, I think 30 years gives its legendary status, Vancouver Indie Music Magazine, basically the pulse of the Vancouver indie music scene, run mostly on volunteers. And with us right now is our editor-in-chief, Laurel, who was one of the puppeteers of this amazing 30th birthday extravaganza.
That sounds so evil.
Does it?
Well, <you're,
laughs> kind of does.
You see me behind the scenes, like, pulling strings and okay. stuff.
But you're like one of those lovable puppeteers.
I've got googly eyes.
Yes.
Big moppy hair.
No curly, no mustache that you're twirling as you...
But yeah, so I've got this thing ready. Let's take a step back in time and like listen to what people had to say back in the day, Friday, May 31st.
Woo.
All right, Discord Radio 101.9. This is DJ CJ sitting here in the green room of the Biltmore with Phoenix Thunderbird. You guys want to introduce yourselves?
I'm Grant.
I'm Jordan.
And I'm Blair.
All right, and you guys are Phoenix Thunderbird. You guys have had one EP so far, Repetition, and for the record, Discord Radio has been playing that for ages.
I know.
Super psyched about it.
Awesome. I listen back every I guess Wednesday after the podcast goes online. I like listen back.
Yeah.
And I get like I'm at work and I'm like yeah.
So we're here at Discord's 30th anniversary party. What do you feel so far? Do you think it's going to be a great one?
I think it's going to be a really good night.
There's cupcakes.
There's cupcakes, I've been told.
Free cupcakes?
I don't know. I know there's cupcakes. It's a great lineup. Some really like true blue Vancouver indie folk. I think they're like all the bands, Dirty Spells, Hot Panda, Boobs, and us. Yeah, I guess kind of like represent different aspects of the sort of like... indie East Van, like, you know, Vancouver thing, and I think it's like really indicative of like Discorders, so I'm really stoked. I think it's gonna be a really, really good night. Just a matter of time, just a matter of place, they're gonna work out
anyway. Alright, any last words for Discorder Magazine?
I don't know, what do you think? What's your last words?
Party on, Discorder! 30 is not so bad, you'll get over it.
Stay cool.
You're listening to CITR 101.9. We're Phoenix Thunderbird.
101.9. Phoenix Thunderbird.
Whee!
All right, this is DJ CJ sitting in with editor in C, Laurel B. How's it going?
So good.
So, Laurel, describe where we are now.
We are right now at the Biltmore Cabaret in Vancouver, and we are right in the thick of Discorder's 30th birthday party and annual fundraiser.
Sweet. And what do you think about the vibe so far? Hooves just performed.
Holy man. Hooves just killed it. I've listened to their EP before, which is just like a band camp thing that they've got. And two people, Paulette and Josefa, who are both really involved in CITR and Discorder, and they just went and blew me away on stage there. Paulette fucking rocks on the mic there, and the two of them are just like, that's a powerhouse group, and furthermore, a powerhouse group of four girls. So, hey, that was awesome. It was great. Perfect way to warm up the night.
That's like the next generation. I mean, the squad is turning 30, but those girls are barely turning 20.
I know, it's crazy. Can you imagine where it's going to... They're going to be around for Discorder's, like, 60th birthday.
And that's what this fundraiser is for. How many people are supporting us in like the Vancouver scene?
Well, we've got a little bit of a silent auction over there. Some stuff from Ethical Bean and Steam Whistle and Mint Records and Zulu Records. But honestly, like the biggest people that have been supporting this have been the bands who are donating their time to do all this stuff for free, which is a huge, huge expenditure for them. Just like energy and time and everything, and we really appreciate that because these are all some pretty solid bands that have a lot on the go. And also the Biltmore for housing us on a Friday. That's pretty sweet. So, yeah.
So I just interviewed Phoenix Thunderbird, and I asked them the day they were born.
Right.
Do they know what song was top of the charts?
I know exactly what song was number one on the day I was born. So, actually, we can, like, play a little backwards game. So, if you want to go and find out
What Day Jump by Van Halen was number one. That's my birthday.
Okay.
I'm not like top secret or voter or anything, and it's probably really
easy. That's
a
good way for people to.
Yeah. I played this game, that. Jump by Van Halen. I'm like, oh god, that like sets the precedent for the rest of my life. It's kind of
that's
awesome and kind of
pretty
scary.
Pretty good song.
Look, it's Emily Bach.
Oh. I could.
Oh, look, are you recording?
It's another pop-in by Emily
yeah,
Bach.
Let's do it. Let's do it.
Who are you?
Oh, hi there. I'm Emily Bach. I play violin in Dirty Spells.
What do you think about the 30th anniversary so far?
Oh, it's great. I think I was saying to the dudes in my band that it's like, guys, there's already more people here than come to a lot of our shows.
Heyo.
I'm really impressed. I think that Laurel Borman has done a fantastic job putting this together. I know that she works really hard, and she maybe doesn't get as much credit as I like to think she deserves, but I think that everything is going perfectly.
Oh, thank you, and a whiskey shows up!
Woo!
All right, last question. For Discorder to go to the next 30 years, what do you think it takes from people for it to do that?
I think that the people who do all the work need way more recognition, because this doesn't just happen. You know, it takes an amazing amount of volunteers, and
and it's a huge symbiotic thing, you know. Bands play, but people listen, and then people promote, and then
totally.
People.
It seems like nobody's like making any money off of this. You know, like bands are not making money off of music. Like music writers aren't making money. Like editors aren't making. You know, nobody's gaining, but everybody's gaining so much. And we're all so dedicated, so we just need to keep doing it. Hope that we get some support.
To do it right.
To do it right, exactly.
To do it.
To do it right.
To do it.
To do it right.
To do it.
Hey, this is Emily Bach from Dirty Spells. You're listening to Discorder Radio, and happy birthday, Discorder Magazine. I love you.
Fantastic job, CJ. That was a great recap of the evening.
Thank you.
I didn't realize George Harrison was playing the Discord of 30th.
All the stars come out to shine.
Nice. Listen, we're just about running out of time. We're actually going to hear some music from Emily's band, Dirty Spells, before we go. But quickly, Laura, while we have you with us in studio, some quick final thoughts on the event and 30 years of Discorder Magazine.
Keep on rocking, guys. Just keep reading the magazine, keep listening to the bands, keep listening to this radio show, keep rocking out with your local independent music scene, because it'll be around for another million billion years, and we need you, and you need us, and we love you very much.
Love you too, Laurel.
Awesome, Laurel. Well said. Thanks so much. Now we're going to hear from your housemate's band. Yes, she lives with Emily, who we were speaking to there at the end. This is Bleaker. It's just a short minute and a half track, so soak it up for the next minute and a half, and then we'll be back with Andy in the city. Thanks for listening to Discorder Radio on CITR 101.9, and we will talk to you next Tuesday at 4:30.
Bye.